Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, say your name real fast.
Hey, it's Rob Blake.
And he's going to be coming to the Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races and Slots in West Virginia on Saturday, July 16th at 8 p.m. Thanks for doing this. I guess just tell us about the show. I mean, we're all familiar somewhat with magic shows, but how does yours sort of maybe transcend a typical magic show?
Sure. So my specialty of magic is the grand illusion, large scale magic, large scale effects. It's probably one of the biggest shows that's ever fit into the theater at the Hollywood Casino. And it's, it takes a couple semi trucks to bring my show all around the world where we perform. So it's a large magic done on a big scale.
So what all sorts of you said large illusions, and I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil anything, sure. But is there a way we could at least do a somewhat of a slightly deeper dive on, rattle off a couple types?
Yeah, definitely. So for sure. So these are grand illusions. So it's making myself appear or disappear or levitate, bringing members of the audience on stage to participate in the magic. One of my favorite pieces I get to do is I recreate the original version of sawing a woman in half, which is unique because over 100 years later, still no one knows exactly how it was done. And I bring volunteers on stage to be part of the act and make them part of the illusion, which is more impossible because they're actually there strapping my assistant down, holding her in place. It's a lot of fun. And because it's so interactive, every night is completely different.
So you'll have us in pieces along with your assistant.
always.
Awesome. Great. Well, tell me, have you ever played the Hollywood Casino before? I'm sure you're touring and they probably all run together at some point, but do you have any, I always have to ask, are there any local connections, any West Virginia connections or?
Sure. No, not yet. It's our first time to do West Virginia and the first time to the Hollywood Casino. So I love the whole region, the whole DC area is beautiful and great. And I love to visit there and I've performed other areas, but this is my first time here in this venue. And first time performing West Virginia. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Great. Yeah. I mean, like you said, we're technically our DC radio station, but our radius is pretty wide and people can drive out there pretty quickly. It's not too.
Yeah. It's pretty close. It's easy to get to for the casino that I hear.
Yep. All right, cool. Well, whenever I have someone on, I always love to know like your story, a personal story, how you discovered magic, back when you were a kid. I know you were born in what?
Oklahoma
in 82. All right. Yeah. So what was the first magic you saw? How'd you get bit by the bug?
Sure. When I was 10 years old, I saw a magic show and I knew immediately that's what I would do with my entire life. It was, it wasn't just a hobby. I knew it was like I was downloaded with an instruction manual. This is what you need to do with life. So I was very focused as a kid. And I got, after that magic show, I went to the public library and I got every book they had on magic and I would drive my friends, my parents, my neighbors, my teachers, everyone would be, I'd drive them crazy with magic tricks, coin tricks, card tricks, and started doing birthday parties and little shows around my hometown. And it just kept growing and growing to be what it is now, which is one of the biggest magic shows in the world.
Awesome. Who, if you don't mind, who was what was that first one that you saw, the first magician?
Sure. His name was Kirby Van Burch, and it was a large scale show. He had tigers, he had disappearing cars and helicopters. So I knew I always wanted to do a large scale magic show myself. And then fast forward several years later, he eventually became my mentor and a dear friend. And he's retired now, but we still keep in touch regularly. And it's fun to kind of get to work with your hero and someone who inspired you and have a lifelong friendship.
Oh, absolutely. And so shortly after that, I guess in your early 20s, you start touring the world at that point. That's young to be,
When I was 20, looking back, I was really, really naive. And if I knew what I knew now, I probably wouldn't have done it, but I think that's the only reason it worked. I dropped out of college when I was 20 to do magic full time. And not too long after that, I started touring the world. My first long show was a long residency in Japan. And then I got back and I've been working solid until the pandemic, working solid ever since. I'm really lucky for that. And I think I've been performing in over 40 countries now all around the world.
Wow. That's wild. 40 countries and even international waters because of cruise lines. So there you
go. Yeah. I did a small little cruise when I was probably in my early 20s, I tried out cruise ships and had a great time doing that too.
Disney cruise, all kinds of stuff. Great. Is it true that in 2008 you became the youngest magician ever to get a Merlin Award, which is like the...
That is true. That is true. In the magic industry, the Merlin Award is like the Oscar or the Grammy or the Tony. It's the industry, award, and all my heroes magic had won it. And when I was 25, I was the youngest magician to have received one in magic history. So it was a big honor to be recognized by my peers.
Wow, that's so cool. Did I also see you also performed at the White House along the way?
Yeah, I have. Yep, I've done that. Yep.
When was that? What? Which president?
That would have been W.
Wow. So a few years back then. But hey, man, yeah. that's crazy. The honor of performing in those hallowed halls.
Sure, absolutely. Just to get to visit was amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're part of history with that stuff. All right, cool. And then in terms of, you know, that's sort of your touring stuff. And but in terms of, you know, becoming more of a household name on television, coming into all our living rooms, tell us about, well, we'll get to America's Got Talent in a second. But that's where most people probably recognize you. But first, tell me about Masters of Illusion. That started before that.
Yeah, you know, they've done that for years. And my dear friend, Gay Blackstone, who's the widow of a very famous magician, Harry Blackstone Jr., legendary name. And luckily, I've become good friends with him. Wonderful, wonderful woman. She produces this amazing show, which is kind of a, you know, the best of magic show from magicians all around the world. And I first performed there in probably 2012 or 13, somewhere back then. But I was not able to perform on her show again because I was so busy. I was always around the world. I couldn't ever make it out there to tape with her. But during the pandemic time, we had to kind of make a COVID safe bubble, and I was able to film a few episodes with her during the COVID, and that's airing right now.
That's awesome. And then, of course, like I just mentioned, America's Got Talent season 13, I guess that was in like 2018. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that
right
was
before the pandemic. So. You were a quarter finalist. Remind us some of, you know, well, A, how exciting it was, but B, remind us if you could, like maybe what tricks you think got you that far on the show.
Sure. So the cool thing is that show, they'd been calling me, wanting me to do the show for years. And we just said, no, we're busy. And I don't get to watch much TV. You know, when you perform, I perform at night. So, you know, when I get home after a show, it's really late. I don't want to watch shows or catch up on things. I go straight to bed. So I knew about the show. I've seen, you know, clips of it on YouTube. I had never watched a full episode. So I went on there in 2018. They had seen my show. They said, we want you to do this. And, you know, here are the illusions we really like and think would be great for the show. And we did one, and I thought one on the show thinking, okay, we'll do one illusion, maybe get a million YouTube views and call it a day. Well, when I walked on the stage, they have 250, 300 crew members working on the show. I realized this is a much bigger show than I realized and has a really big reach. And we performed on there, and my first illusion got like 70 or 80 million YouTube views just from that one show. And I was so busy that year, I really had no time in my calendar to perform more than the audition round. I thought, we'll go on the show and do one trick and then, you know, go into oblivion, but at least we'll get, you know, a million YouTube clicks. And I said, this is a really big deal with a bigger reach than I could have imagined. So we postponed my European tour a week so I could fly home to film the next round with them and then fly back and complete my European tour. So And then in the summer, I had to cancel a week of shows to be able to film with them as well for the finals rounds that we were into. So it was really an exciting show. It exceeded all my expectations. And you know, I was able to perform my magic, these illusions I'd spent my whole life creating for millions and millions of people all around the world.
That's so cool. Great. And then, you know, not only do you do your own magic shows, aren't you a magic consultant on like big Broadway shows and stuff too?
Yeah. So So in addition to my own illusions, which I create and build and design all my own illusions, I also design magic and illusions for TV and film, for Broadway shows, for world famous theme parks and resorts. So I get in for, big, you know, concerts and artists who wanted to have magical special effects in their shows. So it's my way of taking, you know, my love for magic and bringing to other forms of entertainment. And that's always been a lot of fun. Right now I'm working on several upcoming shows.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Well, is there anything else I left off? I have plenty to work with, but I guess just sort of bring it full circle then to the show at Hollywood Casino on July 16th. Pretend I'm not even here. Like you're just speaking directly to our listeners. You know, hey everybody, come on out. It's gonna be a good time.
Hey everyone, so I'm really excited for my show July 16th at the Hollywood Casino. We've got some of my favorite illusions. We're back live in person and ready to bring some amazing magic to you. So come see me July 16th, Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. Tickets are on sale now.
Awesome. Everyone, Magic of Rob Lake, July 16th at Hollywood Casino. Thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks.